So it has now been 10 weeks of lockdown, as I said at the start, 10 weeks out of our church. And in that time, you've had 10 weeks of sermons in this format, plus a Good Friday meditation. Excuse me asking, but is it making any difference? The preacher always has to wonder, but I feel it especially in this format. At least in church, I can see if anyone's eyes are glazing over. Over these weeks, we have celebrated in our sermons that God is love and have encouraged you that the only fitting response is to love him. We have seen in the Emmaus Road story that those who love God see deeply and widely, seeing the glory of God in all things and beyond this world. And we have talked about in these sermons living life to the full, today, each day, through Jesus, the gate to life. And last week, about living to the full in our tomorrow, the glorious hope of heaven. Lots of words, but is it making any difference? One thing that does make a difference in hearing a sermon is something I've learned from our church member, Richard Lister, to take notes on sermons. So for me, Hannah's sermon on doubt and Jonathan's about VE Day, hope in suffering, have had much more lasting resonance. If you're going to benefit from a sermon, you have to do some work too. You have to work harder. But the main thing sermons should do is drive you to prayer. I don't mean because the sermons are so poor, you're driven to pray for the preacher. I trust that's not your experience here. I mean that sermons should keep pointing us back to the fact that the secret to living well is to grow your relationship with God. And to do this, you have to have a growing prayer life. Sermons should leave you wanting to know God better, to pray. But I'm very conscious that how to grow your prayer life is not necessarily obvious. So also in this time of lockdown, I've been writing a guide to growing your relationship with God. It's all on our website. Today, I want to take you through that guide in the prayer that you will find the immense blessings of growing your relationship with God. My prayer is that the words we talk about in Christian faith will become the reality of your life, embedded in your soul through prayer. That you will truly give your life over to being open to the Holy Spirit, who will lead you into all truth, all that is God. Along the way today, we're going to stop and look at the reading from John's Gospel and what Jesus tells us is going on in the work of the Holy Spirit. And there will be more next week on Pentecost Sunday on opening up your life to the Holy Spirit to grow your relationship with God. So a guide to growing your prayer life, developing your relationship with God. For some of you, this pattern that I will outline will be a new challenge. For others who are already following this pattern, I hope you'll be affirmed in your practice and encouraged to develop more. There are infinite riches to go on growing your relationship with God. I hope and pray this is helpful to all. Simon, could you put the first slide on, please? So growing your relationship with God, a pattern there on your screen. First, you need set time. If you're new to this, try 10 minutes to begin with. And morning is good as a foundation for the day. The heroic 20th century saint Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was executed in Nazi Germany, said, "The morning prayer determines the day." And he says how squandered time, weakness, lack of courage, disorganization, lack of discipline in our thoughts and conversations all have their own origin, most often in the neglect of morning prayer. Bonhoeffer would say that if you want a good day, start with prayer in the morning. But as I want to say through all of this guide to growing your relationship with God, there are no rules. If morning does not work for you, do not worry. The important thing is to find a time you can make every day. What then do you do with this 10 minutes? And as you grow in prayer, maybe 30 minutes, maybe more. What do you do with this time? Well, you've found a set time. Now you have to settle yourself. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Matthew 6, verse 6. You need to be on your own then, just you with your Bible and God in your room. Some may say they can pray better going for a walk or doing the gardening or some other activity. That's great as an addition. In fact, in relationship with God, you'll find you're talking to him all through the day. The starting point, though, is to be in a room on your own, no distractions. Just you, God, and your Bible. You'll need the Bible. Some other aids may be helpful too to help you settle. For example, lighting a candle, having a cross set up. And it can be good to help you settle to start your prayer with writing in a journal how you're feeling today, what you give thanks for, what you need God's strength in. You may want to write down the people and situations you are concerned about. Writing them down before God is your prayer. You do not need lots of words. Do not keep on babbling, Jesus went on to say in that Matthew passage, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. You do not need lots of words. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Matthew 6, verses 7 to 8. So now you've made time, you're settling yourself, and you're not going to leave until the time you've allocated is over. I recommend having a timer, setting an alarm. You almost certainly will not be fully settled yet. There'll probably be lots of thoughts and distractions going on in your head, monkey chatter. Do not worry. Just try to deal with these distractions, seeing what, if anything, you can do with them. I'm often reminded, prompted in prayer about something I need to do, somebody to ring later that day. Again, it can be useful to write the distractions down, turning them into prayer. Now, to further settle yourself and develop your prayer, you need to pray through a set prayer. Jesus goes on in the passage from Matthew's Gospel about praying in a room on your own to say, when you pray, form your prayers around the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Forgive us our sins, deliver us from evil. And every line in between can prompt a great array of thoughts and prayers. In our guide on the website, we've given suggestions on how to pray through the Lord's Prayer. I want to keep repeating, there are no rules. The only thing you need to do is enjoy this time with God. But I strongly recommend that you broaden praying through the Lord's Prayer by using a prayer book. A prayer book has set forms of prayer for various times of the day. I recommend, for example, the excellent Church of England's Common Worship Daily Prayer, forms of prayer through the day and for different seasons of the year. But again, on our website, there is a simple prayer booklet to get you started. In these set prayers, which are often taken from the Bible, you're given words to focus on God, helping you to move beyond your self-preoccupation, which is the great aim of prayer, letting go of yourself, handing over to God. God will be speaking in this time of prayer, speaking through the Lord's Prayer and in the set prayers of a prayer book. He is shaping and forming you, bringing you his good news. Allowing God to speak to you, shaping and forming you, is supremely how he will bring his blessing to you. And now for this blessing, you will also need to read the Bible. All through the Bible, God speaks into our human condition, bringing hope and comfort and also challenge and instruction. The Bible is the Word of God. So to really get to know God better, you've got to get to know the Bible. You need a Bible. This is a modern translation. I recommend the NIV, New International Version. And you need a lectionary, a reading plan for each day. We send out on email daily readings from the Church of England, but there are plenty of other guides you can follow. The main thing is you need a structure that will give you a variety of readings through the Bible. We send out three readings a day, including a psalm, but do not worry if you can only manage one reading. and do not get hung up on bits you do not understand or sound strange. Move on. The answers will come later. There are four questions that are good to ask of any Bible passage. And again, Simon, if you could move on the slide, please. The four questions there on your screen. Let's try these with the gospel reading from today, John 16, verses 1 to 15. What was the original context, intention of the reading? Well, chapters 14 to 17 of John's gospel have sometimes been called the farewell discourse. Jesus speaks to his friends, the disciples, about his death to come. And he gives warnings that the disciples will suffer too. But all the while, Jesus promises that his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will come to them. What does the passage say about God? There are many things you could draw from this passage about God, but summed up in verse 12, where Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as being the Spirit of truth who will guide you into all truth. God is ever active, longing to draw, fill you with all that is genuinely good, all that is authentic, all that is worthy. What does this Bible passage mean to you? Slightly round the wrong way on the screen, I've just noticed. That's probably the best way to think about it. What does the passage say about God? And then what does this Bible passage mean to you? This is for you to discern. For me, I would draw the certainty that I need to be open to the Holy Spirit. I take note that troubles, suffering are to be expected. I reflect on how the Holy Spirit convicts of sin, brings righteousness, and in God's love and grace in Christ, in spite of my weaknesses and foolishness, overcomes any sense of judgment. I am free in Christ. What will you do in response to reading this passage? I am thankful for the glorious presence of the Holy Spirit. I want to open my life more and more to him. And you, of course, can form your own responses. Again, the important thing is just to do, to read, and enjoy. We do not have to consciously go through these four questions when we read a Bible passage, but it's good to bear in mind that these are the things to be thinking about. Again, to say the most important thing is to just read. In time, you'll know that God is speaking to you. You'll be receiving daily bread for life's journey. So I hope you're excited about the possibilities of growing your relationship with God. A reminder, the foundations for doing this. Could you go back to the previous slide, please, Simon? Sorry, I've lost them all together now, haven't we? So there on your screen, the summary about growing your relationship with God. Make a time set each day. Settle and don't move from that time. If you've allocated half an hour, see it through. Do not give up when you're bored. We'll talk about that a bit next week. Settle yourself. Pray through the Lord's Prayer, a prayer book, read the Bible. If you commit to doing this, you will see in time you are being blessed. Blessed in outward circumstances. Keep your prayer journal. You'll see prayers are answered. But much more, you will be blessed within yourself, knowing God's presence deep in your soul, God leading you into all truth, changing you into the likeness of Christ. For all this to truly happen, you will find you need time, and you'll find you will need longer than the 10 minutes you start with. And I want to suggest that you really start praying, communing with God, after you've been through the exercises described so far. I hope that you will find that these exercises lead you into a place of stillness, quiet, the presence of the Holy Spirit, silence. This truly is the aim of giving your time in prayer. Allow God to love you, hold you, speak deep within your soul. You are likely to find you're responding in adoration of God. Coming to this point of stillness, adoration is a great blessing. You may find you do not want to leave. And as we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit next week, we will take up the building of your relationship with God from here, this point of stillness, adoration. So sermons should leave you wanting to know God better, to pray, to make time with God the foundation of your life. I hope and pray our sermons, this sermon, are not just words. Amen.